This week on Golf for Beginners, how Fred Astaire will help your golf swing.
Flat and steep, you need to know the difference.
And last but not least, Phyllis Diller makes us all laugh.
I'm Stacy.
And I'm Barry.
In association with WorldGolf.com, welcome to Golf for Beginners.
Because we're always learning.
Got rhythm all around.
Oh my God, that's enough. Okay, we've heard enough of that. What Stacy's trying to bring out is the importance of rhythm in your golf swing. You've really got to have great rhythm in your golf swing in order to achieve a good golf swing. That 1-2-3, 1-2-3. It really does work. To prove it, Stacy found a very interesting fact about Fred Astaire.
Well, Fred Astaire is a low handicap golfer.
Was.
Poor Fred, one of my favorite dancers.
Well, maybe he still is. We don't really know.
But he was making a film called Carefree in 1938, and the script called for him to strike a dozen golf balls with a driver in rhythm while he danced. All filmed as one continuous scene. You know how they used to do it in 38.
Right.
It was a lot different than today. So they say he was flawless, and when the crew went to retrieve the golf balls, they found all the balls within 8 feet of one another.
That's amazing.
With a driver.
It just goes to show you how rhythm plays such an important part in your golf swing. So when you're swinging your golf club, pick out something, a rhythmic song, and just sing it in your head and forget everything else. And think of Fred Astaire dancing and hitting those balls. I'll bet you improve dramatically.
Barry, I understand you played fun golf this week.
Yes, I had a very competitive round, and a very competitive round is always fun.
You had problems with your driver, but you were hitting your irons pretty sharp.
I had problems with my swing, with my woods in general. I went to the range to try to work it out because I played a couple of ugly rounds of golf. Couldn't get anything going. So going to the range, I was working out my irons. I figured that would be easiest, as I tell everybody, start with your wedge, work your way up. And I did that, and I found the fault in my swing with my wedge. I simply wasn't dropping the club into the slot, to the inside position, you know, pulling down on the rope. And after I worked that out, my woods was still very ugly. So I got a hold of my instructor, who happened to be at the range, and all I did was tell him, my irons are working fine, but my woods aren't. And he said, well, usually that's because you're coming in too steep with your woods, instead of flattening the swing a little.
Right, that turn around yourself seems to be a little bit too high.
Right, a little more of a baseball swing. You know?
Yes.
So I remember how he told me how to flatten a swing, which is swinging above the ball about 2 feet. Just keep swinging your club to flatten it out and then approach. And I did that. And sure enough, my woods started working.
Oh, very nice. Now, if your woods start working like that, wouldn't the opposite be true as well? Wouldn't your irons fail you a bit?
Well, you have to remember that the woods are different than the irons because the stick is longer. So when you have woods in your hand, you have to come around yourself in a more flat plane than you would with your irons. And if you remember that, it's going to work out just fine because I was clocking them. Send your comments and questions to golfforbeginners@aol.com.
And check out our golf blog at worldgolf.com. Our quote this week comes from Phyllis Diller.
Ha ha ha.
We want to make everybody laugh this week. And so here's Phyllis's comment. The reason the pro tells you to keep your head down is so you can't see him laughing.
That sounds like Phyllis Diller.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this week's Golf for Beginners. And until next week,
play good golf.